Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head boys track and field coach Greg Wickett, Humboldt head girls track and field coach Spencer Ross, Humboldt head boys soccer coach Tony Beach, Humboldt head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney, and Humboldt senior Jack Guy. The Humboldt boys track and field team had a third place finish at the 2026 Storm Lake Invitational Thursday. I caught up with Wickett to discuss the team's performances.
The night where we kind of tried to stack some things up like we're going to stack them up at the state qualifier. But it's co-ed meet here and there. This is the only co-ed meet we have all year, so the timing is a little bit different. So we use this meet as a little bit of a test meet to what we think we can run. We have some events that we are pretty good at. The sprint med, the shuttle hurdle, the distance medley, we could be. So they're kind of front-loaded the meet. So having the right rest time with our guys, we tested that out and really found out some things. The D-med was the big question. Having Chase run that 205 on the end, that showed us we can kind of compete with some of the big dogs. So we're probably going to run that at districts. And the big question was whether or not we were going to have him try to come back in the open four. They're pretty close together. So I don't know exactly what we're going to do. We're scheming right now. We're trying to get seed times for conference and seed times for state qualifier. And that's kind of where this meet was at.
First, you see Dane Clark win the discus.
Sometimes disc guys are weird, you know. They will be consistent and then just bust a night where they are 15 feet farther than normal. And he definitely had that tonight, which is awesome. I mean, 150 is kind of the separating point where you start talking really about doing something that's the state level, and he's just knocking on the door. So that was awesome. Our throwers have just period been doing a good job down the stretch. Jack in the shot put and Dane in the disc. And I mean, when we start looking at the qualifiers, that's right in the mix. We don't have to go against Algona for that. So Algona's throwers are really, really good. But he's going to catch some attention tonight in the state, getting that 148 out there. And so it's fun. They start having goals going to state and even placing with that kind of throw, so that was fun.
Shuttle hurdle relay team has a time of 1 minute 2.61 seconds to get a win. What'd you see out of them?
Their season's best tonight was at 102. Again, conference, we're right in there with Clear Lake. I think they have a 103, so that team has high goals too. I mean, they could possibly be conference champs next week, and then of course, you know, going up to Clear Lake again, having the district qualifier in the mix there. I mean, the hurdles scare the heck out of me. I mean, there's 40 ways to mess that event up. And so you want to see consistency, and they're really getting there. We have a bunch of older kids running that event, and being consistent is a big key there.
The distance medley also with a first place finish, 3 minutes, 44.11 seconds. What'd you see out of that group?
It's something we've been thinking about putting together all year. Chase on the end of that, last year he broke 2 minutes and a half. So at Emmitsburg, he kind of had some dead legs a little bit, some tightness. So we pulled him off late in the 4x4, and to have him come back on a night that's really cold and with tired legs to run that 205, that was fun. So Valley had us 51 on the 400. Our sprinters have been solid and consistent, but it comes down to your 4 and your 8. So to have those guys run what they did, that kind of gives us a little bit of information to use going forward.
4x200 meter relay also with a first place finish, 1:33.32.
That group's been hot all year. They're just outside the school record in that. And so we've been trying to put that together quite a bit lately. And we'll do that at conference and probably at state qualifier. So they're going to have a couple more shots. But that group last year with a couple seniors on it, they were in a 131, I think, and didn't qualify for state, which is crazy. I mean, they were like a couple tenths off the school record. And so a team like that that doesn't get in makes you a little bit worried about what's going to happen this year when we're right there again. But you never know. I mean, 4x2 is a sprint relay, so anything can happen with the baton or with the exchange zones. And I think if we put all that together, we have a good shot at making state. At qualifier, there's a bunch of good 4x2s, so we might have to try to get in on time, but you never know. We'll take a shot. I mean, that's probably our next best event, and so we'll give them a shot to go. And it's fun to see. It's fun when they're competing at that level, so they have high goals, and we'll see if they can get them.
And then Coach, next week you have the NCCs in Algona
and Clear Lake are so good and so deep, you know, they are good at everything, and to compete with them is going to be fun. Do I have delusions that we probably are going to be able to win the conference? On paper you wouldn't say so, but we want to do the best we can and get as high as we can in the standings. I mean, I think a realistic goal would be third. If things go really right, might sneak in for second, but it's going to be a good meet, good competition. I mean, the 400 at conference is going to be like a state final. You're going to have to be under 51 even place. Our conference is really good, so it'll be fun to compete up at that level. And if we have good weather, I would expect some good performances.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time. We wish you best of luck for the NCCs next week in Algona.
Sounds good. Thanks.
The Humboldt Wildcats girls track and field team finished runner-up in their 2026 home meet on Monday. I caught up with Ross to discuss the team's performances.
First of all, glad we could get it in. Girls needed just a chance to get out there and compete. And being our home meet, this is really our only chance to recognize our 11 seniors and all they've done for the program. So on a lot of different fronts, this was an important one to get in, and very happy with the performances up and down the lineup.
Winning the 800 meter run, Bryn Malo, first judge's thoughts on her race.
She ran a tough race there. Like we talked about beforehand, this isn't probably a night where everybody's going to come out and set PRs and do all that. So we were just concerned with making sure we're ready to compete, we're warmed up, and that we don't, you know, pull a muscle or anything. And I really thought all of our girls, Bryn included, did a good job of staying active, and performances on the track certainly showed that.
And then Aubrey Fisher with a pair of wins, the 1500 meter run and the 3000 meter as well.
I'd group her sister Avery in there too. Those two won two in the 3000. After just saying probably not a night for PRs, they both set a season's best by 30 seconds a piece, I think. And so I think part of that was we told them going in, just don't worry so much about the time on the clock necessarily. This isn't one of those nights. And after all that being said, they go out and perform like that. So that just shows you that sometimes we can get into our own head a little bit and get a little too worked up about things. And it was nice to see them go out and set the pace in that 3000 and kind of distance themselves and then push each other to a season's best time.
And then the distance medley places first at 4 minutes, 38.13 seconds with Elman, May, Sievers, and Malo. What'd you see out of that group?
That was one we decided to kind of load that up and see what we could do as we get closer to the end of the season. We're going to have to make some decisions on what events we want to load up and as we go into conference and qualifying. And so not their best performance of the year, but on a night like tonight, again, it was a good race, good handoffs. And so those little things looked good, which is what we were preaching all last week and in our pre-meet meeting. So nice to see that that translates and the girls took that to heart.
Lastly, Coach, with it being your senior night here with the home meet, what have the seniors meant to the group?
They're just a fun group of kids to be around. I've known a lot of them since they were 11 years old in sixth grade. We've had a few others join us since then, and the whole team's going to miss them. I'm certainly going to miss their leadership and just the way that they set an example for all the younger kids, and I certainly hope the younger kids have been good observers and can kind of take the reins next year when they're off doing their thing at the next level.
The girls' track and field team also took third at the 2026 Storm Lake Invitational Thursday. I caught up with Ross after the meet.
It was nice to be able to watch the boys. Temperature's a little bit chilly tonight, but I thought we handled it pretty well. We did have a few girls tighten up a little bit. We had to scratch a few events, but we're kind of in the mindset now. We just need to get healthy as conference is rolling up next week. So good showing, lots of good stuff up and down the lineup, and we'll rest up this weekend and get back at it next week.
Bryn Malo finishes first there in the 800 meter run for your team.
It was a very good race. She was able to hold off that second place girl who made a run at her there at about 200 to go, but Bryn heard her coming up and kind of shifted gears and was able to bring home the gold.
And then the shuttle hurdle team also hits first.
They've been really running well lately, keeping it clean, and that's the name of the game. We're able to stay out of any traffic and hopefully get out in front, and if anybody's hitting hurdles behind us, then we're on the all clear. So that group is confident right now and heading in the right direction.
One more meet before the NCCs. You're going to be going to Iowa Falls. Just thoughts on that meet as you tune up for the NCCs.
And that's kind of what it is. We added that meet last year because we had so many meets canceled, and we kind of just decided to keep it on the schedule as opposed to having a full week off. So we'll use it as a bit of a tune-up, make sure everybody's healthy, see how they're feeling this week, and we'll go from there.
Thoughts now as you're gearing up for the NCCs coming up?
Things are starting to become a little more clear as far as what we need to do in that conference meet. We'll kind of let things settle out and check bound this weekend, and coaches will get together and start putting together a lineup that we think can compete for one of those top three spots at the conference meet. So girls are in good headspace and have been really flexible and willing to kind of do whatever we need them to do, and coaches have been appreciative of that, and so we're hoping to finish the year strong in this next couple weeks.
Well, appreciate it, Coach, and we wish you best of luck in the upcoming meet.
Thank you very much.
The Humboldt boys soccer team went 1-1 this week with a 2-1 win at Charles City on Monday and a 3-2 loss to Webster City on Thursday. I caught up with Beach on Friday to first discuss the win on Monday.
And that was a challenging one to get a score. You know, when you look at games that your opponents play, you try to get at least some sort of an idea of how the game could go. And I must say, I was expecting a little bit more scores taking place. But for the ones that did take place, we we had two scores, and they happened to be penalty shots. So that would tell me that at least we were threatening them with scores, and there's just a couple times where we were about to score, and they happened to have a foul in the box. So then we had Callen Johnson. He's the one that did the two penalty shots for us, and he kept it real nice and smooth. We like to coach our boys to keep it low and away, of course, not right up the center, and he did just what he needed to do. He kept it on the ground, didn't overshoot it, went up there nice and easy, and put it in.
After a 1-1 draw earlier this year against Webster City, another close one for your team, but you fall 3-2 in that matchup.
Webster City has always been a competitive. We've always had tough games against one another. We battled, I should say, maybe throughout most of the game, and then, of course, they scored a couple goals in the first half, and then second half, we were able to drive down and get a couple scores, and then between our two scores, they got their third one. As you can debate, if you were to watch the game, there's always occasionally here and there maybe some questions, but it is what it is, how the result is, but it was very likely where we could have easily ended with a 2-2 tie again. So I think we're very evenly matched, so that just shows with the game that anything can happen. All it takes is one little nice kick and for the goal, and that can make a big difference. So on this time, we kind of fell short.
And then, Coach, you're right back into it on Monday against Hampton-Dumont-Cal at home in North Central Conference play. Faced off against Hampton earlier this year and had a 2-2 draw against them back on April 9th. What are the thoughts second time around?
They're another team that can be strong. So we just got to play our game and not to try to do more than what we can do. It's not about always making that exceptional long pass or anything like that. Trying to really coach the guys that we want to keep it simple, and simple things can work. And so if you just keep it simple by passing it up the lane one guy at a time and try not to pass it too far and just work it up that way, we'll have success.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we wish you best of luck for the upcoming week.
Thank you.
The Humboldt girls soccer team completed a perfect 2-0 week with a 6-0 win over Charles City Monday and a 2-0 win Friday against Webster City. I caught up with Mooney briefly post-match on the win over Webster City.
I thought our defensive focus was excellent tonight. We did a really good job of shutting down their best scorer, staying focused the whole time, and creating enough offense for ourselves on the other half. You know, I thought we had some moments where we looked really pretty solid in the first half.
And then Coach Kaylee Vincent, 14 goals on the year, looked pretty impressive as she led the charge here again.
She does a great job of controlling the ball, and she's doing a great job of conditioning-wise of being on the field most of the time. And she's a tough kid. Took a lot of contact tonight and played through it all.
And then, Coach, you're going to next face Hampton-Dumont-Cal. It's going to be senior night also for the teams coming up on Monday. Just thoughts on that match, second time around.
Well, we want to do a good job of getting out and being aggressive right away and then setting a tone. We also want to make sure that we try to maintain possession of the ball most of the time in that game and push our defense up and hopefully create some offense that way.
Well, Coach, I know that you have to get ready to coach a JV match here, so we're going to cut it short. But congratulations on the win, and we look forward to seeing the team back in action Monday.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it, Matt.
Humboldt senior Jack Guy has been named to the 2026 Iowa Shrine Bowl on July 25th at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. I sat down with Guy this week to discuss what the selection means to him.
For one thing, I really like the aspect of the game is we're raising all this money for kids that are not fortunate enough to have care, one they can't afford, and, you know, a lot of them, they don't have the opportunity to do what other kids can do. And, you know, to me, being able to raise money for these kids is very important, and I feel like the game is just an extra step to help push kids to see that they're not all so different. And I went to the Shrine Bowl dinner and talked to this girl, and you never think she's any different than anybody else. I mean, what the foundation has done for these kids is outstanding, and I really support it. And being able to participate in this game is just beyond amazing. I am very thankful for this opportunity, and I can't wait to meet all the great kids and great players that are going to be a part of it.
It's also going to be played at a place where you've had a couple of games to be able to play there as well at the Uni Dome. What will playing there mean again to have that opportunity?
You know, it's going to bring a lot of good memories and not so good, but I'm ready to hit it again. I'll suit up for my last what you would call high school game, and yeah, I'm really excited.
And to wear that Wildcat helmet again, probably going to bring some emotions back as well.
Yeah, it definitely will. I am more than excited, definitely.
You have any favorite memories suiting up here in Humboldt?
I would say my sophomore year rain game against Clear Lake. Absolutely shut them down. End of the game, took the walk, and did a nice belly slide in the mud.
This spring, you're wrapping up your Wildcat career. How would you want to be remembered as a Wildcat?
I would say pushing my teammates to strive to do the best they can, always being there for one another, just going all out on Friday night, just being able to be looked back on and saying, hey, this guy does this. He does this really well, and he's always there for his teammates and is a good athlete and just all around a great person.
Appreciate it, and we wish you best of luck for the upcoming Shrine Bowl.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.